This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I pulled into the driveway or into the parking garage this morning, and I noticed a lot of people that were still sitting in their cars. There were three people in their cars. Yesterday, I saw a very similar thing, and as I walked past their cars, they were all reading. One woman was reading a Bible. Like I could see that it was Bible.
Sure.
The Bible's very clear on like the way that it's organized. Another person was reading what I can only assume.
He's right. It is.
The way that it's lined up. You know what a Bible
He's
looks
not
like
wrong.
On its page.
Okay.
Another person was reading what I can only assume was a steamy novel. And so that, you know, what's going on there. But I wanted to know, because I've never seen that in the parking garage. I've never seen people sitting in the parking garage before they get to work. And maybe it's because they're there earlier than typical because traffic is the way that it is now.
May as well do it with the garage.
Exactly. Sharif.
That was from earlier today. Thank you.
But I wanted to know, what are you taking more time for? And I came up with three things because obviously those people are saying, I need to read books more. And instead of looking at their phones, instead of doing everything else, they're reading books. And so I was curious as to what 877-881-1053 Autoflex Leasing Fantex, what are you taking more time to do?
All right, I'm going to answer this first because I am the wrong person for this question. Because that, unfortunately, Corey, although you probably know this, is not the way my brain operates. And instead, I have thought, well, with less traffic on the road and this and that, what extra stuff can I get accomplished? So,
are you serious? Because I felt like the entire world, like the pace of life has just slowed down. I just feel like everybody's just kind of, it almost feels like we were going 95 and then all of a sudden hit the brakes real fast and we're getting ready
to
like.
No, you're right. You're right. That's why I'm going in the opposite direction. That's why
you're like the Jones family. When everybody else is zigging, you zig.
Except I stay busy and don't take extended breaks when it matters the most. But yeah, so I've been trying to get more like stuff done around, you know, because we've been in the new house for a couple of months. So I've made sure if there's any like home projects that I can do or get mortgage ready or something that we can hire someone to get done. And hopefully, you know, because I was talking with, you know, our buddy Talbot, the plumber, he said,
I was going to text him last night.
He said people out there have been struggling. So there's some projects that like I've been holding off on and that I'm going to go do now to hopefully maybe help out some people who need a cash infusion right now. In fact, it's so remarkable to me. We went to the vet yesterday because our dog hurt her leg and they have a sign up there that says, if you can pay in full now, we would appreciate it. So like this veterinarian's office has been there for like 35 years and they're like, we're hurting right now. So there are some projects that I'm trying to do to hopefully like,
Take advantage of cheaper prices.
No, not take advantage of cheaper prices, but
like the
take advantage of the fact that people are available and maybe you can help them out with some extra money for stuff you need done already. So I'm not a good person to answer this because I'm like, I got to do this and this and this and this and this.
I just want to point out that I can see Kevin in the monitor behind Mike right now on the 1053thefan.com/fancam. And Kevin's background might be the coolest.
Oh, yeah.
Out of
the green building?
Yeah, you got the green building over there, but you actually look like you are living in a city. You know, like you look like you are on big time Total Request Live kind of stuff going on there. It is impressive. Mike, are you doing anything? Like, do you find yourself saying, you know what, I have time for this?
Yeah, life's slowed down a lot because of three kids all in type of activities, whether it's baseball, basketball, track, cheerleading, all that's gone now. And so
What has been really nice, and one of the reasons that has been great about coming back to middays, is we get to have family dinners again. That went away when I went to afternoon drive. There was no more family dinners. My wife would try hard. We'd have maybe one, but it would start really late for what time dinner time was for our family. Is now get home, play with the kids, whether it's basketball, baseball. We have a 1,000-piece Star Wars puzzle right now we're working on.
We're working on a giant Lego building right now, so same concept.
And then we're cooking dinner together. We're sitting down as a family and eating dinner. And then once dinner is over, we're getting on the couch and we're watching a family movie together. So, I mean, it's really been, honestly, a great week. For our family, there's always something. There's always a practice or a game or a function or a meeting or a friend's get-together. There's always something happening. And right now, because all those are kind of going away, it's really giving us a lot of time as a family of five to be together. Maybe our kids will get really tired of it, but so far I love it.
Yeah, my wife has, she's been the teacher, so she's staying at home and working from home, and she's made a color-coded schedule for our kids.
Yeah.
And you would like the schedule to go as planned, but most of it's just them griping about having to do all the same things they would have to do at school. I mean, that's essentially what it is. She's trying to teach them right now, but here are three things, Kevin, for me.
Okay.
Shopping. When I go shopping to the store, I don't rush myself anymore. I used to go in and be like, mission, got to get like multiple things and be out of here.
Okay.
But I find myself kind of walking around going, do I need this? And just taking a little more time. I've even helped a lot more old ladies by staying 6 feet away from them, but telling them where stuff is. So I'm finding myself being more helpful. I'm like a greeter at the Tom Thumb.
You only
right
help
now.
Old ladies, though? You don't help ladies in general? Yeah. Just the old ones?
Because just like my mom, really, Mike, I care about older women.
You're discriminating against all ladies.
You know what? I should help
older men. I should help deal younger, with it, old man. I'm helping only the old ladies.
I should help the younger, attractive mommies, shouldn't I?
What the hell?
Number two, calling my family. I've found myself on the drive home calling my family more often. Like every day, I pick up the phone and call somebody or multiple, you know, both of my parents and talk to them.
You are a mama's boy.
Yeah, I am. And then walking outside. When I go for my walks, I've found out that I've been typically walking for a longer period of time, not rushing to try and get my workout in.
Okay, I wanted to hit this real quick. Is from the 214. We hadn't even been in quarantine for like a week, and everyone is acting like it's been a month or so. But think about it. You're not used to it at all. Like, how long has it been since you went even a day with the government or whoever saying you're not allowed to do these things? We're just not used to that. And you're almost too, but realistically,
government is easy. They usually shut down once a year.
Yes, that is actually true. But realistically, it's only been like, what, 4 days that everything has seemingly changed. I know it started to change last week, but it's just such a culture shock because you're not used to that. So I think it's valid that everyone is like, oh, this and this and this. And if you don't feel that way, like, that's not the way most of society is right now.
I tell you what's really tough. I was thinking about this yesterday is if I was a senior in high school and this was it, and I love baseball, right? I mean, and now, I mean, my whole goal my senior year was to win state. I wanted to get drafted as the first overall pick. Obviously, I got close to getting to state. Didn't get close at all to being the first pick in the draft. But I mean,
still a little bitter about that.
All of those things. I've never gone to a UT baseball or basketball game on their campus because time in the 90s, everything was done at University of Texas. And I was like, I'm only going to University of Texas if I'm playing in state basketball or state baseball. And I didn't accomplish either one of those goals. So I've never been to a UT basketball or baseball game because of that on their campus.
That's fascinating. I have actually been to a basketball game on their campus. Yeah.
But I just think for all of these kids that are about to graduate high school, that their final senior semester is somewhat, it looks like, going to be taken away. Sports looks like with TAPS and UIL deciding what they've decided with sports. Kind of, I think there it's on hiatus. There's a chance to come back, but it's looking bad.
Yeah, no,
and
that's
just
true.
Like, man, if I miss my senior year of baseball games, or, you know, for a girl, if it's softball games, or if you're a love track and, you know, you don't get to have your track season now, whatever it is. Like, I was just thinking about those kids that are seniors, that if right now in college sports, it looks like they're going to allow you for this to be a redshirt year. If your school if you're a spring athlete, that you can come back and you can compete again, since you're not going to get to compete this spring semester, you can come back. But that's not for high school. You can't come back and say, hey, I want to do, not that you'd want to, hey, I want to go back to high school one more year to compete, because this is it for me. For 99% of the kids that play high school sports, they're not going to play college sports. This was it for them to get those games in.
And that's where, I don't know if anyone else has felt like this. Have you had a really selfish moment along the way when you've kind of had to step back? Because, like, we've talked about this a couple times in crosstalk and stuff, and Sharif brought it up, is I'm supposed to get married in 3 months. And so there's been a time or two where I was like, oh my gosh, my life is so hard because I'm not going to be able to have the wedding, you know, if that's the case. But then I have to take a step back and, like, you know, my sister lost her job, or you hear from, you know, drivers and retail workers and truck drivers and all kinds of people who are like, we don't have a job right now. Or, you know, our kid is sick, or our grandmother is dying because of all of this. And I'm just curious if the Tolos 877-881-1053, have you had a selfish moment like that? Because I definitely had to step back and I was like, people are really, like, truly life alteringly hurting. And so I can get over whatever problems. And that's why I appreciate so many people who have still been listening. And they're like, you guys have given us an outlet. Like, some, you've seen it, Corey. I know people have reached out to you and said, my life sucks right now. Thank you for staying on air and making it, like, not suck for a couple hours. And I think that's lovely.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.